WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A suburban Houston man was arrested outside a College Station hotel after police found more than $180,000 in illegal drugs.
22-year-old Stephen Petty John of Missouri City is accused of having almost $100,000 in cocaine, nearly $60,000 in Xanax, more than $15,000 in marijuana, and about $7,000 in methamphetamine. A Bryan man is accused of throwing his 8-year-old son into a TV, then picks him up again and throws him into the metal frame of a couch, then picks him up again and throws him into a table. 35-year-old Clifford Hart's out of jail after his bond was reduced from $75,000 to $10,000. According to the arrest report, Hart texted his ex-wife to pick up their son at the hospital, which is where the mother called police. The victim was treated and released. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Police is asking if you're the victim of a serious crime to report it right away. That's after a man waited 2 days, then reported online he was punched in the face and his cell phone was taken. The robbery took place Tuesday night between 11 and midnight in Northgate as the victim was sitting on a bench along College Main near Patricia. The victim said he did not get medical treatment for an abrasion above his left eye. The new week begins with a pair of special meetings. This evening, the Bryan School Board has two items on its special meeting agenda. Starting at 6, the board meets with a consultant to start plotting how attendance zones will be changed by the $132 million bond issue passed by voters last November. After that, the board will continue talking about the budget for the next school year. Tomorrow night, the Blinn College Board of Trustees will meet in Brenham. The agenda for their special meeting includes whether to develop a program to assist thousands of people recently laid off from Washington County employers, finalizing a contract with new district president Mary Hensley, and appointing someone to fill a board vacancy created when Carolyn Miller resigned nearly 2 months ago. Texas lawmakers took care of business and got out of Austin without a special session. That was surprising to Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell, considering there was a new governor, new lieutenant governor, and a revamped Senate.
I still am going to be paying rent on an apartment to September because I was not that optimistic. I thought we were going to be there for special session after special session.
Cassell says Governor Abbott had a great first session.
His team was in the House chamber all the time. They were available to work with if we had an issue in our district or a state concern. And then when we went back to the Senate, you know, we got along.
Cassell, whose district covers rural areas from College Station to West, authored the bill changing regulations of storing ammonium nitrate. Texas has become the first state to name an official Tweeter Laureate. And its recipient is not a star quarterback or a pop star, but a state Supreme Court justice.
The Texas House recognized Republican Don Willett as a lively and engaging presence on Twitter. Despite a heavy workload on the state's highest civil court, Willett tweets at least 10 times daily. Like the state's poet laureate, also appointed by lawmakers, the recognition is ceremonial. Willett has 17,000 followers. Other Texas judges, though, find social media harder to master. A Galveston judge was recently sanctioned for a comment on Facebook about a case before her court. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done, and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norman G. Tractor. At Norman G. Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with 4-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with a $300 factory rebate, $700 implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price $18,895 or $247 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Normandy Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002, remember to shop the internet specials too at normandgtractor.com. Normandy Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Help HEB celebrate their 110th anniversary at the HEB Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of HEB product giveaways, ways to win, and HEB 110th anniversary items. See you there.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 713 now with the Infomaniacs. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is taking some time off. Let's check your weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure remains parked across the area. That means more sunshine as we head through this week. We'll look for temperatures today to be somewhere between 90 and 95 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows around 70. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, warm once again, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, we could see lots of clouds head our way, lows near 70. With partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday, temperatures will make their way up to about 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Aggie baseball's win over TCU yesterday. It was an exciting one, and they forced a third and deciding game tonight. So it's win or go home for the Aggs and the Horned Frogs. And that one's set to get underway at 7 o'clock on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, and the Zone FM 102.7. Also, game two of the NBA Finals, and it was somewhat the same result in that it went into overtime as game one, but the finishing product was not the same. The Cavaliers were able to get the win and even it up. LeBron James, a big night, as well as talk about some French Open tennis going on. We got a couple of different winners in that, in the men's and the women's, and of course the U.S. women's soccer team going to be playing tonight in the World Cup at 6:30 against Australia. All that and more coming up in sports.
I think we will win.
I believe that we will win.
It is at 7:15 now with the Infomaniacs, currently 73 degrees. Again, Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, who's taking some time off. And the first official meeting over the weekend of the Church of Cannabis was held.
Hey. Huh. Cool, man. Cool.
This is a quote. It's just like regular church, except for communion. They receive Cheetos.
Oh, my gosh.
Not making it up. Indiana. The first Church of Cannabis.
I'd be more surprised if you were making it up.
We'll keep it in that same vein, though. Taco Bell is backtracking.
What?
You remember their promise to remove all artificial flavors, colors, and everything else from their menu?
Oh, yeah.
New York Times reported Friday it would be keeping, however, their donut balls covered with Captain Crunch cereal. And more importantly to yours truly, they will be keeping the Doritos Los Tacos.
Yes. Those are good.
They're awesome, and they're artificially flavored and wonderful. But they're going to keep all that stuff. Anything that is co-branded will actually still stay on the menu.
I don't want to know what a natural Dorito tastes like.
Yeah, I don't care.
Sort of like my fake ones.
Well, apparently they say that, I don't know, the color of it doesn't change, right? Like it's going to, it tastes the same even if it's not orange.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But
still don't care.
Oh, no, they're saying they've said they don't need to put the dust on there. They can actually incorporate it in there. It would taste the same, but you wouldn't have the nice orangey stuff to lick off your fingers when you're done.
Which is part of the fun.
That is.
Come on. Anyway, if you haven't heard of the Captain Crunch Delights, which are the donut balls, they're not really out yet except for in some test markets. We won't see those until 4th of July weekend.
I was about to say, I have not seen those. So.
I just can't do desserts at places that don't specialize in it. Like ice cream at Dairy Queen or places like, okay, I get that. But when they come out with these desserts, they're just so sugary sweet, they don't have any flavor anymore.
I've never been a dessert guy, very seldom anyway.
I love tasty desserts, but once you put so much sugar in there, I can't taste whether it was cherry or strawberry.
Yeah, that's fair.
You've gone too far.
All right, we have intentionally on this here radio program tap danced around, ignored, and just generally have not bothered to talk about Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh,
well.
The only reason I'm bringing up now is the New York Daily News has reported the good folks at the Miss USA pageant have said they are offering him a job on their panel of judges for the July 12th Miss USA pageant.
So are they going to start allowing transgender people to compete?
I don't know, but while not confirmed to be a judge, the rep says, quote, we think she would make a great addition to the panel.
Of course you do, because you know it'll bring in ratings, because how many people watch it?
Not many anymore.
I think the only salient comment I've heard regarding Caitlyn Jenner is that she single-handedly proved that the wage gap is non-existent. Because she went from earning $50,000 as Bruce Jenner for a speaking engagement to $100,000 as Caitlyn. So don't tell me women can't out-earn men.
I'm just saying.
What a salient argument. I love that.
I'm just saying people can make the argument that, you know, it's tough on Bruce Jenner to make this transition. But at the same time, he's getting paid.
He's not hurting.
As if he was already hurting. He wasn't. But what I'm saying is it's actually benefiting him. In some ways.
I would say a lot of ways compared to where he was before this all started.
And he's no longer part of the...
Because he was just an also-ran in the Kardashian family in terms of tabloids.
And he got out of that house. That was important for him, I'm sure.
And the rest of us. Wouldn't it be for you? That would be goal number one.
Yeah.
You're about the two teenagers that tried to play Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
West Virginia police had these two teenagers that ran off. Their parents were worried sick until they realized the two had basically gone on a crime spree, stolen vehicle from Pennsylvania, then tried to run on foot after the police stopped them. Family members reported them missing last Monday. Worried about their safety, the authorities pegged them in a series of crimes across three states.
Jeez.
No word on what's going to be filed as of yet. And I heard this one on This Morning, which is the program that runs before the Infomaniacs. Cops say a 44-year-old named Eduardo Garcia was camping at Lake Griffin State Park when he dialed 911, allegedly because someone had prank called him and he was trying to get charges filed against them until the conversation turned to his muscles.
What?
Police say the man called back twice to explain his rather muscular physique to the dispatcher. They tracked him to the campsite where they say he was lying in his tent with an open beer in his three more beers that were chilling in the cooler.
Jeez.
He had, here we go. Park rangers say Garcia had been acting confused and intoxicated. While still being handcuffed, he allegedly threatened to headbutt one of the officers once inside the squad car. No word on how big his muscles really are.
Yeah,
that's what
to
he told the 911 op. There's no picture.
Yo, bro, I'm just saying, man, I'm pretty jacked.
Because I did look.
I do lots of, no leg day, though. No leg days. Legs are probably like twigs. Don't.
Anybody that's a workout person's laughing. Right
friends
now.
Don't let friends skip leg day.
No, they do not. It is 7:20 with the Infomaniacs. X Games this weekend in Austin. Huge turnout. Thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Myriad of different games. Here's a real live X Games for you, though. Joshua Lamb says he witnessed an SUV careening towards a group of pedestrians. People were reportedly forced to leap out of the way and avoid being hit. Lambis said, I just wanted him to stop almost killing people, in quotes. So he grabbed his skateboard and chased the SUV on skateboard.
Goodness.
Reached the vehicle, caught up in time to see it slam into a 13-year-old girl. Good news is the 13-year-old girl is okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Other witnesses helped the girl. Lambis rode his skateboard to the SUV, opened the door, and held the suspect, I guess at skateboard point.
Yo, bro.
I don't know what you do at that point.
Slow up, man.
The 30-year-old driver is in custody.
Was intoxicated?
It doesn't say anything about that. I was just blown away. I've seen people roll on skateboards, but he caught a car. That's pretty awesome.
What, did he just ride on the back of it for a while, too?
Like, I don't know. I think that's called sketching. I don't know if he sketched or not.
Yeah, yeah. Dogs everywhere were like, how'd he do it, man? He actually caught one.
Now what's he going to do with it when he has?
7:22 and time to check your weather forecast right quick. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Sunny skies, 92 for the high. We'll get partly cloudy skies overnight at 73. Pick up a slight chance of rain tomorrow, and that runs all the way through Sunday. Anywhere from between a 20 and a 50% chance of rain through the weekend. And it is 73 now, calm winds, and the humidity is 85%. Let's check in with Rush.
We have a couple of items today, folks. The first is from the Mexican border state of Baja California. Farm workers in the town of San Quentin are not happy. They currently make about $8 a day picking fruit and veggies, the stuff that vegans feast on. Now, these workers want better wages. They want $20 a day. They also want overtime pay and health care benefits. And they want the sexual harassment by their bosses to stop. And to drive their point home, these poor, oppressed, sexually harassed Mexican farm workers set up protests, including roadblocks on some state roads. So the Mexican government immediately arrested over 200 of them, charging them with suspicion of vandalism and illegal roadblocks. Problem solved. Protests over. Second item, the Mexican Navy spotted 15 Cuban men aboard a small homemade boat near the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula. The Navy took in these illegals, took them into custody, and promptly turned them over to immigration agents to be processed. Now, in 2008, Mexico signed a deal with Cuba promising to deport illegal immigrants. Mexico takes it seriously. There are no sanctuary cities, there are no special rights for dreamers, and no executive amnesty. So what have we learned today, my friends? Well, in Mexico, if you protest for a better standard of living, the government throws you in jail. And the same country that lectures us about our immigration policies, why, they send their illegal immigrants to jail, and then they deport them. Seems like the Mexican government is serious about protecting its borders. Hmm?
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good? Or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hi, Carl here from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-8, same great rate. When you need accurate, on-time repairs, precision tune-ups, system diagnostics, or a complete new system installation, our qualified technicians at Superior can handle it. We service all makes and models, so whatever system you own, you're covered with Superior. We'll do it right or your money back. I guarantee it. So call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Your satisfaction and your comfort is our priority. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 726 and our weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications.
Considerable sunshine today. It'll be warm. Temperatures will reach 90 to 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, a few clouds. Lows will be near 70. Sunshine's back tomorrow. It's a warm one. High temperatures 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, passing clouds, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It's going to depend on how far shower and thunderstorm activity moves into the state during the day Tuesday. Lows tomorrow night around 70. Partial sun Wednesday, maybe a storm 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. Right now we're looking at 73. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. The rest of the Infomaniacs are here along with Patrick and Zach. So what is the buyer beware in Latin?
Caveat emptor.
Correct.
Oh, this, you're so smart.
This man should have followed through on that.
Oh?
An unidentified man, 32 years old, went to a psychic reading. Psychic persilalalala.
Okay.
To find love. She told him evil spirits were keeping away from his love, and a woman named Michelle, who he claimed did not share his love back. That's a quote. He gave Priscilla multiple payments, including, get this now, $80,000 for a bridge she would use to trap evil spirits. $30,000 and a Rolex and a $40,000 Tiffany diamond ring to cleanse his sin and protect his energy. First visit, $25,000. Second visit, $9,000. The Tiffany diamond ring was to protect his energy. Rid him of evil spirits stalking him, $56,000. Fake funeral ritual, $40,000. This is my favorite. The reason the Rolex watch was bought? A time machine to cleanse his past.
Well, hey, you know, points for ingenuity in coming up with, you know, garbage like that.
This is what tripped him, though, to the fact that this was all bad.
I think more than caveat emptor, this is a fool and his money are soon parted.
Man finally went to the police after he found out his dear love Michelle had died.
Oh, jeez.
Of a possible overdose, tried to convince him that her spirit could be brought back into the body of another woman.
Well?
That, after the $40,000 Rolex, I guess was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, I'm glad he finally found out.
729, we'll check your headlines coming up next.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Two local education boards are holding special meetings the next two nights. The Bryan School Board takes up two subjects tonight, starting at 6 at the central office. First is beginning the future adjustment of attendance zones following the passage of last November's $132 million bond issue. A spokesman described it as a 50,000-foot discussion with a consultant. Future changes are the result of making elementaries through fourth grade, creating two intermediate schools for fifth and sixth graders, two middle schools for seventh and eighth graders, and turning Milam Elementary into the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. After that topic, the board will resume planning the budget for the next school year. The Blinn College Board of Trustees holds a special meeting tomorrow night in Brenham. Action is possible on the new contract for the new district president, Mary Hensley, and filling the board seat vacated nearly 2 months ago by Carolyn Miller. Trustees will also consider whether to offer a program to help thousands of people recently laid off at employers in Washington County. An undercover investigation by College Station police results in finding more than $180,000 in illegal drugs.
According to the arrest report, detectives obtained a search warrant to check out a hotel room last Thursday at Homewood Suites on University. No one was in the room when officers did their search. Then they waited in the parking lot and arrested the guest when he returned. Between the room and searches of the guest and his vehicle, police found almost $7,000 in methamphetamine, almost $15,000 in marijuana, more than $59,000 of Xanax, and nearly $100,000 of cocaine. 22-year-old Stephen Petty John of Missouri City remains in jail on bonds totaling $90,000. Bryan police reported an 8-year-old boy escaped serious injury after he was thrown 3 times by his father in their house Memorial Day weekend. 35-year-old Clifford Hart was arrested last Thursday and was released from jail after posting bond, which was reduced from $75,000 to $10,000. According to the arrest report, Hart said he lost his temper after his son got into a fight with his stepsister, but Hart denied throwing his son into a TV, then into the metal frame of a couch, then into a table. Hart dropped off his son at a hospital and texted his ex-wife to get him, which he did after her son was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Police in Bryan and College Station are dealing with another burst in vehicle burglary cases. On Friday, there were 12 in College Station and 6 in Bryan. On Saturday, there were 3 in Bryan and 1 in College Station. And on Sunday, there were 2 in both College Station and Bryan, bringing the weekend total to 32. A robbery in the Northgate District that took place last Tuesday night was not reported for 2 days. That's led College Station police to ask victims to make a report as soon as possible to increase the chances of identifying those who are responsible. The victim filed an online report that he was punched in the face by a black man who asked to borrow his cell phone. The suspect ran away with the phone, and the victim was left with an abrasion above his left eye that did not require medical attention. This took place last Tuesday night between 11 and midnight as the victim was sitting on a bench along College Main near Patricia. 3 weeks after a deadly shootout at a Waco restaurant, more than 100 bikers and their family and friends remain in jail. That led to a protest yesterday where several hundred bikers rode around the jail twice, then parked in front of the McLennan County Courthouse. Police departments in Austin and north of Dallas have started internal investigations following officer-involved incidents with the public. The Austin American-Statesman reported a YouTube video was posted of an incident downtown yesterday of an officer on horseback grabbing a man's cell phone, followed by a second officer spraying the man with what appeared to be pepper spray or mace. And in McKinney, an officer is on administrative leave after a video showed him outside of a pool pushing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground and pointing his gun while cursing at other teens. The second legislative session for Brazos County, State Representative Kyle Cassell, unexpectedly ended on time. He signed a lease through September on his apartment in Austin, thinking there was going to be the need for special sessions.
I'm going to give kudos to the governor, the lieutenant governor, and especially Speaker Strauss. Those three did their job and got us home and saved the state money, and we passed a budget.
Cassell, whose district covers rural areas from College Station to West, says it was a good session for those constituents.
We've had some victories on the education front for protecting schools, rural hospitals, and even transportation in those areas.
Cassell says there will be an interim committee addressing future water needs statewide.
We just saw a drought. We're blessed with the amount of water. Now is the time to plan, and I look forward to the interim to working with that committee and seeing where we are going to attack that in the 85th session, because water is going to be the key to our success and continued success.
Cassell plans to make road trips in the near future to Mahia, Grosbeck, and Marlin, among other cities in the 12th District. After 2 semesters of work, Texas A&M Construction Science Department and Architecture Department students delivered 2 microhomes to the Community First Village. Mobile Loaves and Fishes Development Director Donna Emery says she saw the students experience a paradigm shift, that a home is much more than 4 walls.
And what they started off thinking they were doing was building a tiny home for a homeless community. They started to recognize, no, indeed, what they were really doing was building a structure that's going to be a bigger piece of what home really is.
Emory has challenged the University of Texas to design and build microhomes for the homeless as well. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our Now to Wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We've been telling you for a while now to take the speed test challenge, but there's something else you need to take advantage of too, and it's an upgrade. You're going to need new equipment by June the 9th. Suddenlink TV customers will need to have a Suddenlink set-top box for each one of their TVs to ensure continued service. If you currently have any TVs without the set-top box, Suddenlink will offer you two HD data links for 2 years. These new mini set-top boxes will ensure a high-quality picture, digital sound, and easier-to-use guide, TV listing, program information, parental control, stuff like that. To order your digital box, visit suddenlink.com/betterhelp. Stop by the local store on 29th Street, right down there by the TV station. You can call them, too, 844-790-7477. You can do that today as well. They've also got a special thing set up today at the Bryan Aquatic Center between 4 and 7:30 where you can go get the HD Digilink box. Again, 4 to 7:30 today, Bryan Aquatic Center, tucked right in there behind Bryan High. And of course, you can get all your questions answered at suddenlink.com.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor, Scott DeLucia is actually on vacation. He's having a hydroplasty. He's going to be taller when he comes back. Anyway, weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go online to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure remains parked across the area. That means more sunshine as we head through this week. We'll look for temperatures today to be somewhere between 90 and 95 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows around 70. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, warm once again, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, we could see lots of clouds head our way, lows near 70. With partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday, temperatures will make their way up to about 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up just a little bit in sports, going to be talking Aggie baseball's win over TCU yesterday, as well as previewing tonight's matchup against the Horned Frogs. Again, it's a win-or-go-home situation for the Aggs. Hopefully they'll be able to pull it out tonight at 7 o'clock. Broadcast will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7. Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night, LeBron James had a big night in the Cleveland Cavaliers win, and we'll go over a little bit of that. Here's some of his post-game audio remarks, as well as the men's final in the French Open, Stan Wawrinka versus Novak Djokovic. And Wawrinka got the upper hand despite losing the past 17 matches the two guys have played. So Wawrinka finally gets one over on Djokovic, and we'll talk about that. All that and more coming up in sports.
Thank you, sir. All right, Tony Awards, I know you guys watched.
Yeah. What was it?
No.
The Tony Awards?
Yes.
The last night?
Yes. Oh. And you missed them?
I guess so. You know, I was sitting here and I was thinking about it, and I don't even remember seeing anything about it.
I don't
last
even
night.
Know Tony that well. So,
well, speaking of Tonys, before we go into the Tony Awards, and since you so eloquently put that for a nice little segue, I've got some Tony facts.
Oh,
did you know that Tony Danza actually directed several episodes of Who's the Boss?
No.
Did you know that Tony Robo and his wife call each other Bubbles?
Wait, each other?
Yes.
So hey, Bubbles. Hey, Bubbles.
Exactly.
What, no. what if he's saying that to himself? You're like talking in third person.
I'm Tony Braxton.
Just saying it gets confusing after a while.
Tony Braxton thinks that Danny DeVito and Donald Trump were both very sexy.
Okay.
And finally, did you know, and I saved the coolest one for last, did you know Tony Bennett helped liberate a German concentration camp?
Awesome.
What?
He was in the army from 44 to 46, fought in Germany and France during World War II, and helped liberate a German concentration camp.
That's spectacular.
Isn't that cool?
He didn't sing about that. He should have. I guess you don't sing about your own accomplishments.
No. In that same vein, though, the 69th Annual Academy Award, Tony Awards last night, 5 awards for Best Musical went to The Curious Incident of Dog in the Nighttime. No, I haven't seen it.
Wow.
Strangely, though, it's the first time ever that an all-women's writing team took the award for Best Musical. That's never happened before. And all reports, Kristen Chenoweth and Alan Cummings absolutely were awful. Everybody wants Neil Patrick Harris back. I'm saying all that like I know.
Yeah, I didn't know he did the Tonys previously. I thought he just did, what, the Emmys?
I thought he did the Tonys one other time. I don't know. Oh. He's done several shows on Broadway.
Yeah, no, he's
that.
Good. He's a good MC.
NPH, he can sing, he can dance, and he can monologue.
Yes, he can.
He's full faceted.
And if I'm not mistaken, from Baylor, Tommy Toon got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Cool.
He, Baylor or that other big school here in Texas. One of the two. But I think he's from Baylor.
Hmm.
Texan nonetheless. And he got that award famously while the commercials were playing. So the proverbial, while we were away, John Smith got Best Editing. Actually, they wouldn't really edit, I guess, a whole lot, would they?
I don't know. I guess not. I guess not.
So from highbrow to lowbrow, how cool would it be to actually drive the General Lee?
The real one. That'd be pretty cool.
The 1969 Dodge Charger. It was sold to a guy in Virginia who paid $60,000 for one of the originals, and it was autographed, mind you. He crashed it near a gas station off I-64 not more than a couple days after he got it. Mohammed Abdul Jamali, 29 years old, was not injured in the crash. No word on how much damage was done to the car, but that would break your heart. A 69 Charger shot.
He was just a good old boy.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. No.
Now he's just a sad old boy.
He's going to be running from the law.
It's a quarter away from 8 o'clock with the Infomaniacs. Coming up next, we'll check your sports here in just a minute. First, though, it is Focus on the Family, and it's brought to us by Child's Dermatology.
Do you have teenagers who feel entitled? I do. That attitude of I deserve it can really cause problems. But there are a few things we can do to teach them to be more content and thankful. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. First, ask yourself if you're modeling the right priorities. Think of what your children are learning if you're never satisfied with what you have and always need more. More than likely, they'll conclude that happiness is something that always is just out of reach. Second, teach your children the value of a solid work ethic. Many teenagers expect something for nothing, but what they need to learn is the things they want have to be earned. Whether it's a part-time job or tasks around the house, find ways for them to learn the value of a dollar. It'll also teach them delayed gratification. Finally, create opportunities for your teen to help those in need. It can be as simple as helping an elderly neighbor with yard work. Serving others allows them to learn the joy of putting someone else first rather than acting out of their own interests. Teens and entitlement can be synonymous. They want it all and feel like they deserve it without having to do anything to get it. It can be a difficult challenge for parents to teach their kids contentment and gratitude, but it's important as we prepare them for life. For more tips on handling entitlement in your home, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Athena Learning Center has teamed up with the Princeton Review to bring you the premier SAT classes in the Brazos Valley. Did you know that just a few points higher SAT score can mean the difference between getting a scholarship or losing out? Having a high SAT score is critical in getting them the school they want and can qualify them for every dollar available. Athena Learning Center and the Princeton Review, a powerful combination to get you results, guaranteed. Call Athena Learning Center at 979-314-9132 or find us online to get more info. Classes fill up fast. Register today.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the CEREX system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit Cashin Dental.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Tegeler with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. The dream is still alive for Aggie baseball.
The pitch to him is fly to left field. Chorby is going to tag. It's caught. Here comes the throw, Chorby coming home, and he slides, and he's safe, and the game is over.
Blake Allamon's sack fly in the bottom of the 10th gave the Ags the walk-off victory over TCU 2-1. The win comes after the Ags suffered a 13-4 drubbing in Game 1 on Saturday. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, I'm certainly proud of our team for being able to shake off yesterday and to come out and just play the game. And we played at an extremely high level, and you know, if you're a fan of baseball, most importantly, pitching, for you to have anyone to have the opportunity to watch Preston Morrison and Matt Kent go at it, just put the radar gun down and appreciate what they have the ability to do is pretty special.
Now, you heard Coach mention the pitching. By the way, the audio is courtesy of TexAgs.com. Coach mentioned the pitching. Matt Kent continued to dominate for the Ags, going 7 2/3 scoreless innings while striking out 6. Meanwhile, senior Preston Morrison went 9 2/3 innings for TCU but was saddled with the loss. The third in the signing game is at 7 o'clock tonight in Fort Worth, with pregame starting at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7. Although the outcome of the Texas A&M TCU Super Regional has yet to be decided, there are a few teams that have already bought their ticket for Omaha. Virginia, Miami, Florida, and LSU all swept their way into the series, while Arkansas defeated Missouri State 3-2 yesterday to win it in 3 games. Illinois and Vanderbilt will go at it this afternoon after the Commodores took Game 1. Louisville and Cal State Fullerton square out this evening for Game 3. This year's NBA Finals is shaping up to be a great one as the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors win to overtime for the second time in as many games.
The Warriors are going to run it out here. Curry bounces ahead to Klay Thompson. It's broken up by Jumper. The ball comes to Tristan Thompson, and this one is over. The Cavaliers claim game two in overtime, and we are going back to Cleveland, tied at one.
LeBron James put up 39 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists as the Cavaliers won their first game since Kyrie Irving suffered a season-ending broken kneecap. James says his team is using Irving's injury and being the underdog as fuel for their fire.
Our guys love the fact that we've been counted out and coming into the series being the underdog and, you know, pretty much, you know, saying that, especially after Kyrie got hurt, then the series was over. I think our guys are using that as motivation.
LeBron had a great night, but reigning MVP Stephen Curry did not, missing 18 of his 23 shot attempts and going 2 for 15 from three-point line while scoring 19. The series will shift back to Cleveland for Game 3. Tip-off is tomorrow night at 7. Serena Williams and Stan Wawrinka are your winners at this year's French Open. The top-seeded Williams defeated Lucy Savarova in three sets in the women's final on Saturday to grab her third Open title. Meanwhile, Wawrinka did away with top-seed Novak Djokovic in the men's final yesterday, dispersing of the Serbian in four to claim his second major championship.
This one is really special for sure. Playing Novak here in final, the number one player, and especially the way I played and the way I finished the match. I was really nervous, but I didn't really shock. I was always going for my shot, always going for the right play, and I'm really happy with the trophy tonight.
Wawrinka is from Switzerland. Coming into yesterday's final, he had lost 17 straight matches against Djokovic. Head out to the Diamond yesterday, where both the Rangers and the Astros came up just a bit short on the road. Texas fell to Kansas City in Kansas City 4-3, and Houston dropped one to Toronto 7-6. The Stros will head to the south side of Chicago tonight to take on the White Sox. Super prospect Carlos Correa is expected to make his first major league appearance. He may be starting at shortstop for the Stros. First pitch is at 7:10. Martin Truex Jr. had gone 2 years without a Sprint Cup victory before taking the checkered flag at Pocono Raceway yesterday. He is now one of the 10 that's still in the running for the Chase Cup. Kevin Harvick was second, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Joey Logano, and Kurt Busch. David Lemmerth, part of the third playoff hole, to beat Justin Rose and rack up his first PGA victory at Memorial. Masters champion Jordan Spieth finished in a tie for third at minus 13, and Tiger Woods ended up dead last at 14 over, 29 shots off the pace. On the slate for tonight, the U.S. women's soccer team faces Australia in the World Cup at 6:30, and the Chicago Blackhawks and Tampa Bay Lightning square off for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Lightning took Game 2 4-3. It's all knotted up at a game apiece. The puck drops at 7 in the Windy City. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores, with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done, and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norman G. Tractor. At Norman G. Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with 4-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with a $300 factory rebate, $700 implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price $18,895 or $247 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002, remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas, and remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:56. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. We'll check your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable sunshine today. It'll be warm. Temperatures will reach 90 to 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, a few clouds. Lows will be near 70. Sunshine's back tomorrow. It's a warm one. High temperatures 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, passing clouds. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It's going to depend on how far shower and thunderstorm activity moves into the state during the day Tuesday. Lows tomorrow night around 70. Partial sun Wednesday. Maybe a storm 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
75 with calm winds and humidity at 87% as the sun goes up. It's getting a little more humid. All right, so, Zach, have you done any genealogy at all?
Actually, my dad's side of the family is really big about it.
Really?
Yeah, we have sort of kind of a family reunion every year around Memorial Day, and every year we have a presentation on a different side of the family.
Oh, cool. So how far back can they go?
I think they traced this all the way back to 1400s,
Holy
I think, in
cow.
England, something like
really?
That.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's too cool.
Yeah, it's come back ways.
I go back mid-1800s in Kansas City, and that's kind of where I lose the family altogether. The reason I bring this up is I stumbled on this story, and it's kind of a good news, bad news.
Okay.
You were adopted. You don't know your family. You hope for, you know, an amazing philanthropist, maybe rich, maybe a famous rock star, or maybe someone acting like a famous rock star. 46-year-old from Canada spent her whole life wondering. Well, she put it out there on Facebook. A Dutch newspaper saw it on Facebook. That's how the internet works. And they started searching.